Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, let's talk about all the big stories of the day. I do have the Christmas nudes story here in just a second, but there were so many just good headlines today. I pulled a whole list of just headlines. A mega church in Houston is apologizing after they brought in real camels for a nativity event, and one of them kicked a churchgoer in the head.
Oh, real what?
Camels.
Oh, camels. I thought you said Campbell's.
I was like,
soup.
Real soup.
Yeah. Real camels. Soup. Real
for
chicken noodles.
Kicked him in the head.
Kicked a churchgoer in the head. TGI Fridays is getting into the 6-7 trend for the rest of the month. Kids' meals come with free desserts between 6 and 7 p.m. A 33-year-old woman from Texas arrested after she was caught hiding razor blades in loaves of bread at Walmart.
What?
Hi.
A bunch of people were having dinner at a fancy restaurant in Wisconsin on Sunday when a raccoon fell through the ceiling and bit a guest.
Just bit someone on
the way
out.
I wonder if that was that drunk one that's been, breaking into liquor stores.
Yeah, yep. Going in withdrawals. I get it.
Then I was finally able to see this furry parka trend.
Yeah.
Do you see the video for that?
Yes.
I finally saw it yesterday.
The
Explain what it means.
Yeah, the woman from Chicago. Yep. She's letting everyone know that the furry hoods that you see, like think of the Eskimo jacket, mm-hmm. right, with the fur around the face.
Very
we're wearing
fashion
it
forward.
Wrong. Yeah, because everyone is thinking fashion. So the fur is on the outside and framing the face, but that is not how we wear it. You're supposed to take that fur and turn it inwards.
Yeah.
So it's almost protecting your face. You have another.
You roll it in. It's like insulation.
Another layer of comfort. Exactly.
And blocks your ears from the wind. Yeah.
I love layers of comfort.
Yes. And it's mind blowing. Like people are like, I can't believe I've been doing this wrong this whole time because it does make that big of a difference, especially
in
Chicago.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
And like once you see it in action, Knick Knack's got a couple of those hoods.
Yeah.
You know, she wears them up and she's cute.
Yeah.
Once you roll it in, it's like you got Chewbacca on the inside of your hood there, and it keeps you wicked warm.
Well, it is like thinking like if you have like the weather stripping for your doors, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So that it keeps the wind out. That is exactly what it is. So it makes such a difference.
Fascinating.
Fascinating indeed.
New trend going around this year in regards to Christmas nudes.
Holly jolly what,
tell you where this candy cane is.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to hear this.
It's naked Christmas trees, you guys. It's a trend that's gone viral, I know, on social media, which is basically what it sounds like. It is a tree without any ornaments, decorations, tinsel, sometimes without even lights, which is insane to me. But most of them I've seen just with like white lights. So you got a tree, sparkly white lights, no tinsel, no ornaments, no garland, nothing on the top, and they're calling it the nude trees.
I'm unknowingly doing this.
Nude.
I just have lights on mine.
Yeah, I don't like it. I got to have the ornaments and all the fun and the stories behind the ornaments.
Well, let me ask you this, Jer, because if you're a single guy like I am, just living alone, do you want to go through all that trouble? Because mine, I have one
I wouldn't
of those...
even have a tree up, honestly.
No.
Well, see, I have the pre-lit tree, so it's very easy to put up. But I just went with the lights and I kind of like it.
Yeah, you're fine.
I did the same thing just because of that. Like I didn't want to go through the hassle of getting all the ornaments out, like untangling them.
Just for yourself.
Throwing away the broke it for myself.
Like you're not even going to be here for Christmas, right?
I have one ornament, that bush light can.
One bush light.
On my Christmas tree. And I'm going to take that ornament and bring it to my mom's house when I go to North Dakota.
Yeah, which is funny because you don't even drink. So.
I don't. Yeah, but it reminds me of my family.
He's got a bit of a drinking problem.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore.
I beat that.
Yeah, so it's the nude. They're calling it Christmas tree nudes online. A lot of celebrities have been doing it, things like that.
But if you don't even have lights on it, isn't it just a plant?
It's just a basic, boring, plastic tree. Like, yeah, just have a plant. I don't get that. Like, and it's just sitting there dark and sad. Like, it's got to have a light on it.
The whole point of the Christmas tree is to make it festive. Like, just get a plant.
They say it's elegant, it's peaceful, it's streamlined, and stress-free.
All right.
Okay. I don't. Maybe I'll try it. You know, one of these days when the kids
so
are in the house.
So is a begonia, but whatever.
You know, so is not putting anything up, right?
Yeah.
Just leave it in the basement. Right. For all of you obsessed with the postal service, today's the last day to ship gifts without paying a lot more. Now, the post office saying that the cutoff for normal priority mail is today, the 20th for Priority Express, but it's going to cost you a whole lot more. UPS is saying it might be too late for normal ground shipping. The cutoff for 3-day, though, is tomorrow. Second day air is the 22nd, and these poor people that have to work for next day air is the 23rd. Oh, that sucks.
That does. That's
I'd be cutting that off.
Yeah.
No, you didn't ship it in time. It's not getting there.
Yes.
Give them the day off. And then FedEx, it says again, probably too late for their cheapest option. 4-day cutoff is tomorrow. And then at some point, you got to really ask yourself, is it worth just trying to get this there by Christmas? Or
yeah.
Is the next few days after going to be just fine?
My family's getting their Christmas gifts on time for the first year in a long time.
Well,
and only because I'm going there. Exactly. Yeah. Like,
what was it last year? You bought everybody gifts and they didn't get them until like March or April?
Yeah.
March?
Katie.
March, I finally sent them.
Merry Christmas!
Me and the post office.
No wonder they hate you.
All right. Oh, she's coming back?
Man, oh man.
My presence is the present.
What'd you get your mom?
$200.
You're just going to give her $200?
Well, because she's doing this whole like renovation thing for her laundry room, and so she wants Menards gift cards. So I'm just going to give her $200 cash so she can.
I wish we had Menards.
I know
here.
Menards is the best. Like,
it's
we would
so
go,
funny to we, say Menards.
We
too.
Would go to Menards and spend so much time there. Hardly buy anything.
I sometimes go on their website and just browse, even though we don't have a Menards
so much
here.
Fun. It's so much fun. Menards was like a Christmas, you know, like must when I was growing up. So
do we
Menards
have
it'll bring me back.
Like Menards here.
Like a Tractor Supply Company.
Probably
type thing.
Like Murdoch's combined with like an Ace Hardware, maybe.
Yeah, Home Depot a little bit.
A little
like,
dabble
of
Home Depot.
You can buy flannels at Menards.
Menards, yeah.
You
so
know,
that's
you
like
can
Murdoch's.
Buy, like,
with complete, your 2x4s. Yeah.
cooking sets at Menards. Like you can buy Christmas trees
various
at Menards.
Candy.
Yes, like all of your Christmas gifts that you see in the like packaged aisle, like the cocoa things we were talking about. They've got all those.
Yeah.
Like Menards is one stop
How
shopping.
How do we get a Menards in Colorado?
I don't know.
How do we make this happen?
Who do we petition for a Menards?
Know. Who do I need to go kick in Menards?
My lady, a Menards.
That's how I always joke. I got kicked in the Menards again.
Yeah, I love that place.
Me
so,
too.
Yeah.
Good for you. That's a good gift. Anything else I want to tell you? We got a lot of people listening that love their pets. The first ever Pet Lover's Choice Awards. Going to be held in Los Angeles in February. I don't really know what it is. Fan voted awards show dedicated to honoring America's dogs and cats. And anyone's pet can be a winner. So I guess you have to submit various categories like cutest dog, cutest cat, senior sweetheart, athletic competition, most fashionable, best personality. Best rescue pet? That would have been my little Goldie Fawn.
Yeah.
She's really solid there. But then people submit, and then they have a big award ceremony. Fluffy's going to host it. Gabriel Iglesias.
That's the perfect host.
Fluffy. Anyway, quick, name something I won't watch.
Yeah, that. But
that
you know people are going to eat that up. Like, you people know. Love their dogs.
All right, what's the sports crap?
This is really cool. So Bo Nix, last week after beating the Green Bay Packers, was interviewed by Tracy Wolfson, and she was saying, you know, how does it feel to be the underdogs and get this win? And he said, I guess we're not the underdogs anymore. We are the overdogs. And he kind of is coining that phrase now and trying to turn it into something really, really cool here now. He is making shirts that say Broncos overdogs on there, and he is selling them now. But on top of that, all the proceeds are going to the Denver Rescue Mission.
Yay!
And helping their work with homelessness in Colorado. And he said, I want to make some of the biggest underdogs in our city feel like overdogs this Christmas. So he's trying to make as much money as he can and send it all over to the Denver Rescue Mission. So it's obviously for a good cause. And now with the Denver Broncos doing as well as they are right now, that's an awesome shirt. And
it
looks really cool. It looks really cool,
doesn't
it?
Yeah, it's a really neat shirt.
And you know that your money
where
it's going to
get $150.
No.
No, I really like that, though. If
it's
you
cool.
needed another reason to love Bo Nix, there you go. But
do we have a saying we can put on a shirt? Super dupes.
Yeah,
super dupes. I'd buy that.
Yeah.
Super dupes.
We could like do a few.
That. We would keep the proceeds, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Speak
we
for
like
yourself.
Helping ourselves, huh, Jared?
Yeah, I think we'd keep the proceeds. Who wants a super dupes t-shirt? Text us, yes or no. 303-691-1649. JKJ, super dupes.
Hey, you know what was not super dupes and
what?
Still kind of going crazy out there? That wind. I mean, we haven't talked a whole lot about it, but it is still this morning I woke up and it was like not only windy, but chilly. It was like 29, but with the wind chill, it felt like 14. So if you haven't been outside yet, it's a lot colder than it has been. And it looks like that wind's going to stick around through at least Saturday. Xcel said they may have to shut off the power again tomorrow. So if you're, you know, with Xcel, like they'll give you an email and you can keep up to speed on that. But it is crazy how it affected certain parts of the area and then other people were unbothered. But it definitely, I mean, flights were canceled. There was a lot of stuff happening yesterday.
You had a great story that you should tell about the guys on the golf course.
Oh, my goodness. I was walking by Lone Tree Golf Course yesterday on my walk, and that's when it really started to whip up. So it was just after 1 o'clock, and it was starting to feel like it was going to get windy. And I saw these guys who were out on the course trying to putt. They weren't even driving it into the wind, hoping that it would go somewhere, but they were trying to putt on the green when the winds were whipping around at least 40 miles an hour.
Why did they think that this was going to be a good idea to continue playing golf?
I was laughing so hard.
That's when you go hit a brewery with the boys,
but
right?
You know they really like it when they're still trying. Yeah. I mean, maybe they had like two more holes and they're like, we're just going to get it done.
Katie,
you know
I've golfed
I mean?
In some of the worst weather ever. Yeah. I mean, it's, you just,
right
you
there.
Love it. Yeah, yeah, it doesn't matter. But I will say, the wind really affects putting, too. It's not just your drives. It'll blow that thing right off the green.
Absolutely. That ball was not going in that hole.
Yeah.
And that guy was getting so mad. Oh, my God. It was pretty funny, though. It entertained me, so they at least had that going for them.
And so far, only 5 people have texted in that they would like a Super Dupes shirt. So
we need more
than
that.
We're going to need more than 5 people before we make the effort to make a Super Dupes shirt. So.
Yeah, we need the pre-orders.
Yes or no, 303-691-1649. Let me know.
There
what
you
else you
go.
Got?
Okay, so The Notebook. That is one of my favorite movies.
Same.
You haven't seen it, I thought.
No, for 20 years on this show, I've talked about that is one of the best movies.
That's one you have seen.
Romantic. I cry every damn time I watch
love
The Notebook.
That you
it is
that.
Truly one of my most favorite movies.
Okay.
And then everybody dies.
The ending always gets
everybody
me.
Everybody dies.
Always.
Well, that's life, but the love story is really the whole meat and potatoes of that movie. And it's just.
Sometimes I eat meat and potatoes while I watch The Notebook. And then I cry.
Now that's a guy statement right there. That's the guy in you coming out. But The Notebook stage production is going on right now at the Buell Theater. It's going to be running until the 28th. So if you love that movie as much as we do, you have to go see. Right? Wouldn't that be really
I kind of want
no.
to.
No.
Oh.
You
no.
don't think it'd be a neat play
I
to see?
Have snot running out of my nose when I watch that movie.
I know,
I'm crying like a little baby girl.
I know, but it gives me all
I'm not
going to
be sitting at the Buell with snot running out of me.
I love that movie. Like, I think that'd be a fun play to watch.
I would watch it. I'd absolutely go.
Yes, queen.
Yeah.
All right, we're up to 14 people that want a Super Dupes shirt.
Okay.
Keep them coming, guys. Yeah, once we hit 50 people that want a Super Dupes shirt, I'll work on it over the break.
Okay, there we go.
All right.
Are we ready for one more?
Give me one more.
Okay, so Denver tips the best in the nation.
Yeah!
Okay, the survey has shown 90% of Americans think that tipping culture has gotten out of control, which we can all pretty much agree with that. But Denverites tipped an average of 21.18% from the start of the year through August 1st. That is the highest among all major cities included in the ranking. So that's a good look for us. We are very generous, and when it comes to the people who serve our food and work in the restaurant industry, we care about them, and I love that because I try and tip at least 20%, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys do as well.
I'm usually 40.
People. Do you really?
Yeah, 40%.
Dang, Jer. Well, there you go. Jer's even more generous. Generous Jer.
Sometimes 50.
Yeah. Hey, Jer, you got to make sure these people know it's not a free Super Dupes shirt.
No, I see what people are doing. It's not going to be free. I like, John. Yeah, I would love a free Super Dupes shirt. No, people are just being pranksters right now.
Yeah.
Somebody's, I wouldn't say no to a Super Dupes shirt. Super Dupes, please. Yes, please. Count me in. Super Dupes, ? Spelling? Yeah, we figure out the proper spelling. We're getting close, guys. We're getting really close to 50. So once we hit 50, we will definitely look into doing a Super Dupes shirt.
There we go. Right?
Here you go, guys. There's the hype today with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.